Kivon Shehischol Shubayne Poisik. Once, like we do, we start saying Mashiv Ruach Amor Gashem by Musif on Shemini Atzeres. Once we start, we don't stop anymore. We say it by Mincha, by Mara, by Mishachris. We keep on saying it. Rashi Rava Amar Kivon Shehischol VeShemini. Once we start to say Shemini Atzeres. A Mashiv Ruach Amor Gashem Sofik Shvi Shubayne Poisik. Once we already established that a Shemini Atzeres, we said it, we don't stop anymore. The Chay Namur Rasheshel also holds like this, that Kivon Shehischol, once we start to say Mashiv Ruach Amor Gashem and Shemini Atzeres by Musiv, Shubayne Poisik, we don't stop anymore. We continue Mincha, Marav, Mashiv Simchas Torah, then on we say Mashiv Ruach Amor Gashem. Versus the Yaf Rav Hodedei, even Rav also was Chayzer. The Yomar Rav Chanano, Rav Chanano said that Omar Rav said that Moina Esrim V'Yechad Yoim, we count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, which is Shemini Atzeres, Kederach Shemoina Asor Yom Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim, Ad Yom Kippur. The same way we have the Asor Shemay Tshuva, we count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Just like Yom Kippur is the 10th day, we count now 21 days until we get the Shemini Atzeres. O Maschil, and that's when we start saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen. And Rav says, V'chivot Shehischol, once we start to say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, Shuvayn Apoisek, we don't stop saying it anymore like we do. The Ilchusah, that's the loch is like that, the Kivon Shehischol, Shuvayn Apoisek. Once we start to say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen on Shemini Atzeres by Musif, once we start, we don't stop until it comes Musif on Pesach. The first day Pesach. By Shachris, we still say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, and we stop saying it by Musif of Pesach. Now, Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, that's a tefillah that we say when the time of rain is, you have to daven it. If you don't say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, you have to daven over again. It's after Simcha, after Shemini Atzeres, after Musif. If Mincha ready, Shemini Atzeres, you forget to say Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, you have to daven over again. Because at the time when you need Geshem, it's part of tefillah you have to daven. Mashenken after Pesach, or during Pesach even, if you keep on saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshen, since then it's not the time for rain, it's called the tefillah of a genai, it's not a nice tefillah, you also have to daven over again. That's Likuva. Mashenken, the motto that we say, Marid Atol, that only the Sradim said, that was the Gemara before, that's the Rishus. If you want to, you have a right to say Marid Atol. If you don't want to, you don't have to say it. So that's the Mishnah. Ad Mosai Shoyle Mesek Hashomim. And like we have before, this is the mission now. Until how long do we keep on saying, do we still keep on saying the same Talmud Motel Bracha? How long do we keep on saying Shoylem? How long in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu do we keep on saying the same Talmud Motel Bracha? We have Yehuda Roime Ad Sheyavra Pesach. This is the Stira. Here Yehuda says that you keep on saying the same Talmud Motel Bracha until after Pesach. That means during Chol HaMoed of Pesach, you keep on saying the same Talmud Motel Bracha. And that we came on as a stira to the first tribute in the first Mishnah. That there he said that the Haskara, we stop saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem, the first day of Pesach. Now if you keep on saying the same Talamot Levracha, for sure you also have to keep on saying Mashav Ruach Merda Goshem. So this tribute is a stira to tribute before, and Echnam, the two Tanoim. Rabbi Meir Amar Meir says, At Shietza Nisan, you keep on saying the same Talamot Levracha all the days of Nisan. Shenem Raposik says, The Yored Lachem Geshem Moiro Malkus Prishim. Prishim means the first month. Mashma, the whole Chodesh Nisan, there's an Indian of Bracha that rain should still come down. So he learns that rain is still necessary the whole Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, the whole Chodesh Nisan, we still say the same Talamot Lavracha, and you still say Mashma Bracha Murder Goshen. That's Rabbi Meishita. So the Gemara. Omale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Yoyre Benisan. Yoreh b'macheshvenu. Like how could you say the pasuk says v'yoreh lechem geshem moiru malkish rishon, that moiru means the first rain will come down in Nisan. We know the first rain doesn't come down in Nisan. The first rain comes down in Macheshvan. That's the beginning of the raining season. Nisan is the end of the raining season. So how could you say yoreh means the beginning of the strong rains will come down in Nisan? It starts coming down in Macheshvan. That's not we learned. Yoreh b'macheshvan. When does rain start to come down? When's the beginning of the rain season? In macheshvan. Oh, malkosh b'nisan. Malkosh means the end, the easy rain. That comes down at the end. That comes down by Nisan. So Amalei answered back, Hochi Yom Reb Yechanan. This is what Reb Yechanan meant to say. That, B'yemei Yoyo ben Pesuel Neskayim Ikrezer. This posuk was Mekuyim, B'yemei Besuel, B'yemei Yoyel, by the Navi Yoyel. The posuk there says there was a big hunger, they had nothing to eat. That yesu, I guess, the machlar, anything left over, the locust ate it up. So the whole winter went by, there was no rain at all. Yordalem Revia Rishoina Biechad Benisin. On that year, the first rain came down on Isin. So that's this pasuk of year where the first rain sometimes will come down on Isin, this one time. Omalem Nabli Yisrael. Su Vizarva, go and seed now. Any seed you have, seed it, put it in the plow, put it into the ground, plant it. Omalem, set back. Like all we have left is just this one basket of seeds. We should plant it. We'd rather eat it and live. If we're going to plant it, we'll have nothing to eat. We'll die. We have no other food. It's not going to grow anyway. So we're going to die. Omlan the Navi said, Afa Pikain still Tsu Vizaru. Go and seed it. Go and plant it. Nasalem Nasa. Nasa happened for this Galilem Mashab Exolim. They found that in the walls they had fua, they had wheat. Where the Namolim, the ants, were hiding the wheat. So a nest came out, they finally found food to eat. With the seeds they had left over, the Taka planted it. Yotzu Vizaru Shainish Lishi Revi. The second, third, and fourth day of Nisan, they planted the seeds. Vyodalem Revi Shiniya Bechamisha. And the rain started to come down. The second rain came down on Chamisha Benisan, on the fifth day of Nisan. Now the first day of Nisan started to rain. Then the second day, third day, fourth day, they planted. And the fifth day, the rain came down a second time. And from this planting, Hegrivu Oime B'Shishasa, it grew in 11 days, that by the 16th day of Nisan, they had already the wheat that was grown already to bring the carbon Oime. Nimsas Tfu Agdila B'Shishachadashim, regular wheat takes 6 months to grow. From Acheshvan until Nisan, Kidela B'Yechadasa Yoim, now it grew in 11 days. Nimsa Oime Akriva Hakor Metfua Shal Shishachadashim, the Yoime that usually comes from the Tfuah, that takes 6 months to grow. This year, korav mitzvua shalechad asayim. It was a nest that it grew in 11 days. The aloisi ador oiman. This door it says hazarim bedin mabrina yiktaru holach yelcha bocha. Nice meshach hazara. That on this door a nest happened with the rain. That this rain caused that mamish so much grew up in 11 days. All the tefuah grew up. My holach yelcha bocha. What were they going crying? Nice meshach. Am yabuda shor kishucharesh holcha bocha. When a shor goes to plow, he cries. When he comes back to Oichel, he eats. Chaziz bin Atelim eats the tua. The Zebo Yavarina. Now they come, he comes back in happiness. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this desk tomorrow again next time. Mitzvah Yafti and Yippa. We'll start over again in the Mishnah Dafei. Ad Mosai Shailim Esakashomim. Until when do we ask for Geshem? That means we still say Mashab Murirat the same Talamot Lebrocha. Until how long are we Shailim do we say the same Talamot Lebrocha? We have Yehudu Roimer Achiavra Pesach. That means after Tul Pesach. That is through Cholomoid Pesach, you still say the same Talamot Lebrocha. We have Yemei Roimer Achiyetz and Nisin. Until the end of the whole Chodesh Nisin, still you say the same Talamot Lebrocha. Shinemar Apostle says, V'yorid lechem geshem, Meiro Malkus Brishin. That comes down the geshem, the rain comes down on the first chodesh, which means Nisan. So sometimes the rain comes down on Nisan, so the whole Nisan is still have to ask for Saint Talamot Lebrochem. There's the name of Shoilim, the whole chodesh Nisan. Omale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Rav Nachman asked the kashet Rav Yitzchok. Yorah ben Nisan, Yorah? Is it true? How could Rameya say that Yorah means the first rain? The hard rain comes, the beginning of the rain comes down on Nisan. It starts off, the rain season starts in Macheshvan. The Tanan we learned, Yoyreh means B'Macheshvan. The rain starts to come down, the first season is in Macheshvan. O Malkosh, the easy rain, the end rain, that's a Nisan. Like we know, Nisan is the end of the rainy season already. So how could Ramei and the Mishnah say that for Dashan Apostate that we still have to say the same Talmud of Rocha on Nisan, because we're still asking for Yoyreh, we're still asking for Moiro Malkosh that comes down Barishan. The Moran says, "Omalei Hochi Yom Rav Yechanan that Bimei Yoyel Ben Pesuel Niskayim Mikrazeh." Stack it true. Really, Yoyreh starts right away in Marcheshvan, and Malkosh, the end rain that comes down on Nisan. That happened in 1 year that there was no rain that year. The whole year went by without rain, and the first rain season came down Takarinader in Nisan. The Asid the Pesuk Sube says like this: Yester Agazem Ochel Arba was left over the grasshopper ate up. There was a big famine that year, nothing was growing. So even till the end of Adar, there was no rain yet that year. The first time the rain came down that year, is the Echad Nisan. The first Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was the first rain they had that year. Is Omalem Novi Yisrael. So the Novi told Klai Yisrael then, Tzu Vizaru, go out right now and plant. Right now, it started to rain. Start planting now. Omrullah, they said back to the Novi, Mishyesh Lekav Chitim Lekabayim Sarim. We only have one kav of wheat, or two of barley. Yoichlenu V'yichlia. The Samaras, we should leave it for ourselves to eat and live. Or Yisrenu V'yomash, we listen to you and plant it and then die. Like they have nothing else to eat that year. Omalem the Novi said, no, Afa Pekain Tzu Vizaru. Even so, still go out and plant the seeds that you have left over. Is Nasal Lam Nes, it happened in Nes that year, for Nisgal Lehem Masha B'Ksolim. They found that the Hataka had some wheat or barley in their wools, or Masha B'Churin Namolim, what was in the ants' hiding place. They found more food to eat. So Yotsu, they listened to the Novi, Vizoru, Shein, Yushlishi, Revi. The second day of Nisin, the third day, and the fourth day of Nisin, they went to plant. For Yoradu Lehem Revi Yashniya. Then the second time the rain came down that year was Bechamishi Benisin, on the fifth day of Nisan. And Hikrivu Oimer B'Shishasa Benisin. When it came the second day of Pesach, Shishasa Benisin, that's the mitzvah to bring the korban Oimer from the new crop. They had the new crop was fully grown already, and they were able to make them Oimer from this new crop. So it came out that Nimtzes, it came out this year, and this happened, that Tfu Agadila B'Shish Chadoshim, usually it takes 6 months. For the crop to grow, usually you plant them on Cheshvan, and as their first grows, it cuts down in Nisan time. This year, Gedela B'yechad Osayin. This year, from the fifth day of Nisan until the 16th day, it grew in 11 days. Nimtza came out at Oime Hikriv Mitzvua Shashish Chadoshim, Korav Mitzvua Shalechad Osayin. This year, the Oimer that's usually brought from the crop that takes 6 months to grow, this year was brought from the crop that grew in 11 days. The Aloysi Adar Oimer, on that generation, that nest, it said, Hazarim Bedima Brinig Tzeru, that they planted Bedima, in other words, they thought that they were losing, they're not going to have anything more to eat, and Brinig Tzeru very fast it grew, and they cut down the produce with happiness. Holach Yenach Uvocha, Noise Meshach Hazarim. They were going and crying, then he carries back the seeds. But tomorrow, my holach yelach obocha, what does the second part of the pasuk mean? So the first part, hazarim bedima v'rinik tzara, goes in this maysa. That they planted bedima, they were crying, they thought that it won't grow, they'll die by the time it grows, and right away in 11 days, the tzara is fully grown, v'rinik tzara, they cut it down with happiness. What does the next part mean? Holach yelach obocha, you're going and crying? So tomorrow says, Omer Rav Yehuda, sure, a regular ox, when he plows the ground, he's crying like he has to work hard and he doesn't see anything from his work. When he comes back, he eats the leftover that was still on the rows on the rows of the ground. So that's not the shore when it's returning. When he comes back, he's happy then. Shachas minatelim shezora belichosoi shekashuzureya miyad maschli ligodun. When he started to plant, right away something starts to grow, and that he eats soon. So for that he's happy. My noisy alamoisa. What does it mean? He's carrying his bundles. Om Rav Chizda v'yamla v'masnis and some say in the brayso Tana learned like this that kona zeris the kona that's the stalk. Was a zeros, a nice, very tall, and she burned it, that's the zang, and that's the tua, the wheat already, was a sign, was two zeroses long. In other words, it grew very fast that year, and they had to carry it back, the big bundles. Trashy. She burned this was saying, Zel nes godel, ma shen kain derech kol tua, she akona pishleisha viava vishibolis. Usually the stalks are much, much longer, taller than the actual wheat is. And this year came out that the stalks was one zeris, but the wheat itself, the shibboleth itself, was almost two zerises, twice as long was the actual wheat than the stalks. Tremendous nest happened that year. Omer Rav, that's Pshan, this posik of Noisi Alamoisa, that a mamash carried back the bundles of such big tfuah. Omer Le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. My dichsiv, what's pshan this pasuk in Malachim that says, Ki kora Hashem l'ruv, Hashem called to the hunger, the gambo el eretz, sheva shonim. And there was a hunger that time for 7 years straight. So for the Gemara, bahanech sheva shonim mayochel. What did the Yidden eat that 7 years? If there was a hunger for 7 years, there was no tfuah, what did they eat all those 7 years? What did they eat? is Omalai, he answered back, Kochi Yom Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan said, that Shona Rishona, the first year of the famine, Ochlu Mashav Shebavatayim. First they finished out all the food that they had in the house. Shniya, the second year, Ochlu Mashav Asodis. They ate all the food they had around the fields. Shlishish, they ate Bosa Behem Torah. They ate their animals, but the kosher animals. Revius, the fourth year, there was no more kosher animals. Bosa Behem, they started to eat Bosa Behem Tameyah. They ate the Chazir, a Bosa Behem Tameyah they ate, the Tomadika Behem. Chamishis, the fifth year, they finished all that. Is Bosa Shkotsum Ramoshim, they went to eat the Shkotsum Ramoshim, anything, any creature, they started to eat. Shishis, the sixth year, there was nothing else to eat. Bosa Behem of Nesayim, came Mamas to Matsa, they ate their own children. They ate the meat of the children, their daughters. Shavias, it came the seventh year, they had no more children left. Is Bosa's Rasehim. The Mamish even ate the meat, their own arms they ate. They ate their own meat. Lakayim Ashnema, to Mekayim, what the Pasuk says in Shayo, Ish Besaz Roya Yechlu. How come a person will eat his own arms? There'll be such a big famine, there's such a big, Oinish, that they were so hungry they had nothing else to eat, they had to eat their own arms. The Omalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman has to get another kasha. What's pshat in this pasuk? My dichsev. What does the pasuk say? Bekir b'chol kodesh. It's in the middle of us. Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'loyav v'bir. And I won't come into the city. Is mishum de bekir b'chol kodesh. Since there's kodesh in between you, loyav v'bir. I won't come to my city. What's pshat? Is Omalei hochiyam Rav Yechanan. He said back. This is what Rav Yechanan said. That Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Le'ovev Yerushalayim Shomala. I'm not going to go into Yerushalayim Shomala above, Ad She'ovel Yerushalayim Shomata. Until first I come into the Yerushalayim Lamata, until they build the Beis HaMikdash on the Beis HaMikdash Shomata. For the Gemara, Miyuku Yerushalayim Lamala, there's such a Yerushalayim Lamala in the Shomayim. We have one Yerushalayim downstairs. Mer says, no, in, yes, it's true, there are two. The Pasuk says, Yerushalayim HaBenuya Kiyah She'chubrulo. Like a city, that's the second one to it. It's mechubar, it's attached to another city. In other words, there are two Yerushalayims. There's Yerushalayim Lamala, upstairs, and there's Yerushalayim Lamata. So Rashi says, Vokakomer, Achiye Bikir Bukha Kodesh Lamata, Tahainu Yerushalayim, Loyove Bia Shlamala. As the Tula Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Shechina into Yerushalayim Lamata, then he'll first go upstairs, his Yerushalayim upstairs. Rashi says, Yerushalayim Abnuya Kiyesh Chubrulo Yachtov, Yerushalayim Shalomato, Tei Benuya should be built Kiyesh Chubrulo, like its mate, Shehi Kiyoitzebo. It's just like it. Chaveret of the Gemosa Mechlal Dik Yerushalayim Achriti. Mash Medalstis Yerushalayim is built like another Yerushalayim. What does that mean? That there's another Vehechen im Le Lamala, that there is another Yerushalayim Lamala, and now Yerushalayim Lamata is built on the same way it's built Lamala. The Yomalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. My dichsev, what does the pasuk say? Uva'achas yivaru, uviyichsalu moister havolim eitzu. That they're just wasting the time doing nothing and eitzu. Trashi ba'achas yivaru viyichsalu moister havolim eitzu. Ilav gzeira shovihi mashma atumim kates. They were fashed up, they were like closed up like a tree. Lekaba musar, they didn't accept any musar. What the Nevi'im told them to do, they didn't listen. That they gave them malchus, they gave them punishment, it didn't help, they still didn't listen. So Mara says, what does it mean, eitz? Says, ksiv hocha musar havala meitzu. Here the passage says, the musar, whatever the Nevi'im were telling them to repent and do tshuva, it was like an eitz, they didn't listen, the ears were stuffed. Well, ksiv hocha, another passage says, hevel heima masay to sayhim. That what they're doing is nothing, they're doing avodah zarah. So say it means they're on the wrong track, being able to avoid the Zorah. Yeah. You're right, what? That is Yerub Yichsil, so it's only Hochim Rabbi Yechon, right? Achasi, right? Achasi, there's one Avera, you're right. There's one Avera, Shem Avera's Rishoyim in Gehenim. That makes the Rishoyim burn up in Gehenim. Mahi avoid the Zorah. What is this big chet that makes the Rishoyim burn up in Gehenim? That's the Avera of avoid the Zorah. And how do we know about the Zorah? Ksevacha Musar Avola Meitzu. It says here the Nevi'im told them what to do to repent. They didn't listen. Uksevos, another pasuk says, Hevel Heima Maase Tasuim. The Maase Tasuim means the Maase of doing about the Zorah. They're toys. They're making mistakes. They're going after other gods. So you see here, Eitzir also means avoid the Zorah. So because of the Avera of avoid the Zorah, that's the main chet that the Rishoyim burn in Gehenim. V'yom Alei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Maidich Siv, what's Shana Pasuk? Kishtayim Royas also Ami. There are two Ber Averas Klai Yisrael did. For the Gemara Tartanu, the heaven is only two. Esrim V'yarboin Shavikalu. There are 24 Averas that it says there. Shrashi B'tamiyah V'pashas Ha'tishpoit. In Yecheskel Chavveis Chavdal Averas Shavru. It says there it did 24 Averas. Sakam over here it only says two Averas. Omalei Yen to the back. Hochi. Omer Rav Yechon. Again, this is what Rav Yechon had said. That achasi, there's one avera that shekula kishtayim. That's as bad as two.